Good morning, everybody, and welcome into the Mary Griffiths Show for this Monday, August the 19th, 2024. Scott Hardy in for Mary, and of course, the Mary Griffiths Show, sponsored by Harvest Ridge Coffee, provided by Refreshment Services Pepsi. Premier coffees roasted and delivered in small batches, like Signature Blend Medium and so many more. It's delivered fresh to make sure that you have a rich, sophisticated, delicious coffee experience. You can have it delivered right to your business, or just stop by the convenience store near you and pick up a cup today of Harvest Ridge Coffee. 917, and alongside the executive director of the Quincy Historic Business District, you know them better as the District, Brianna Rivera. Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, always a pleasure, and you're welcome anytime. Normally, we just talk about all the fun things that the district does to get ready for, shopping and everything. But last week, would you call it kind of like a going back to school meeting?
Yes, very much so.
All right. You got to chaperone members of Main Street America all around Quincy. And for folks who are wondering, well, why is the district dealing with Main Street America? There's a little bit of history about that, isn't there?
Yes. We have been members of Main Street America for quite a while now. And with that membership, we are able to do this transformation strategy visit every few years, collect all of this data, which probably is worth tens, thousands of dollars, and we get it for free. So this is one of the perks of the membership, among many other things.
Yeah. And in fact, I remember, this is how old I am, back in the 90s, the Main Street program was instrumental in getting a development plan started, which is now, which was done somewhat in the 90s, but now it's the current organization really building on that now.
Yes. And we, it's been a few years since we've done one of these visits, and I'm really trying to get back on track with aligning the district with Main Street America, because they've helped thousands of downtown communities. And with being a newer director myself, it really helps to have them in my back pocket to know what to do. And they're kind of a good third-party representative to help downtown, which is wonderful.
Right, because you are in discussions with a lot of folks, members, non-members, governmental bodies that control purse strings, things like that.
Yes, exactly. So it's nice to have them as an advocate. For if downtown Quincy does need something, or if we need some assistance in other parts of the district, then the Illinois Main Street or Main Street America can jump in and say, this is what other Main Streets do. This is what other downtowns utilize. And so that helps out in the long run.
It's a short question, but not an easy one for you. Yeah. What did you learn?
Oh, wow. So I've learned a lot. to kind of go over what we did. So we did three focus groups with business, one with business owners, property owners, and elected officials and partners, and two board sessions. So two board meetings with Main Street America, so that the board can learn about what Main Street America does with the district, and so on and so forth. We received over 500 responses to our survey, which is much more than I anticipated, so I learned a lot from that. I learned that people are looking for more dining options. That was one of the things that was brought up. And so it's very interesting to see what the public is kind of wanting from the district, and to know that we're doing really well on promotions. That's something that came up, of course. And we also learned our major strengths. So as Main Street America representatives were walking around, they said, here's what the district is doing really, really well, or, some of the components that makes us unique. One of them was unique historical building stock. So compared to other downtowns or other historic Main Streets, we have a very robust building stock. And so they really recommended us doing upper story, living tours, or downtown historical tours, kind of playing up on that. We have, lots of public recreational areas. We have a beautiful riverfront that, they were surprised of, because we don't do a lot with it. And so they thought that was very interesting. But of course, we're getting there. Yeah. So, they just thought it was very interesting. We have a geographically widespread market. And with our district, the average downtown is about 50 to 60 blocks. We are 92. So we're one of the largest, maybe second only to Chicago, Springfield, and one other city. We have a very, a lot of blocks in our downtown. Yeah. And so we have a lot of different kinds of businesses, which, you know, can be very beneficial to the economics of downtown, which was very nice to hear. And so they also presented us with different goals or strategies, which was really nice to hear coming from, you know, an entity that's looking from the outside in, because, you know, you get inundated with, hey, you know, you guys should do X, Y, and Z, and you're not really sure. You're like, well, is that the best thing to do, or should I be looking elsewhere? So each of the goals that they presented with us kind of went along with their 4 points. So the Main Street America strategy is to organize your downtowns within these 4 points. So economic vitality, design, promotion, and organization. So each of these goals, and I had to write them down because of course I'm not going to remind, I'm not going to remember all of them. But our goal number one was to strengthen resources among key downtown stakeholders to ensure cohesive implementation of existing plans. So establishing a downtown leadership coalition, they recommended, or rotating attendance at city council meetings, which we try to do, schedule regular, you know, meetings with business owners, with property owners, things like that, to really get everybody involved. More so with myself, with my board of directors. So they saw that as a really important goal for us to reach over the next few years.
Right.
Yeah. Goal number two, enhancing the physical appearance of downtown. So, you know, that's when they mentioned that upper story loft tour, advocating for a clean and safe practices downtown. So maybe teaching business owners, property owners to keep up with their properties, which, you know, most do a very good job of. So so they encouraged us to build some programming like that. Goal number three was boosting economic activity by empowering small businesses and leveraging our unique access assets. Oof, it's Monday.
Yes, it's been that way all day.
It is Monday. So that's, they also, you know, this could be a really great tool for bringing in meeting with those business owners and property owners to make sure we always stay in touch. Because when you're in the, you know, the day-to-day of event planning and doing everything, sometimes, for at least myself, being new, that can kind of get lost a little bit. And so goal number four, increasing visibility and attracting visitors by highlighting our unique offerings. So I think we've kind of gotten a little bit away from that, and that's what I'm hoping to do. So those four goals over the next 4 years I want to touch on and improve our downtown, because that's one of my biggest goals, is to have a beautiful place for people to shop, for people to live, for people to do business, to dine, you know, all of those good things. But I'm trying to think other things that I might have learned throughout the... Go ahead.
That'll come to you after you leave, of course.
Oh, 100%. Right. I'll think of, oh, yeah, this, and this.
Exactly.
You'll hear it
exactly.
all.
Exactly. Exactly. I do have an idea, and I've had this in my head for a little bit. I saw this down in the city of St. Louis in an area called Dogtown, which is in the west part of it. Mm-hmm. And what they do is, in the middle of a wide street, in the middle of Clayton Road, before you cross, I believe it is like Hampton, they just have a big, like a silver sculpture that just says Dogtown. My idea is to build something like that here on Main Street once the bridge is completed.
Oh, yeah.
You build it in that wide area here just before, just east of 3rd Street, just something with the district in like the island there in the middle of it to kind of designate you're in the district.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a part of design within Main Streets, is you want to walk into downtown and think, oh, I'm somewhere different. You know, I've entered into downtown. And we kind of have that with the banners, the district banners and the flower pots and things like that. But even more so, like, that would be fabulous for us to kind of make us a, more of a destination spot.
Right. And of course, yeah, great idea, Scott. Who's going to pay for that? So
we'll find out. Yeah, we'll figure it out at some point down the road if that's what we want to do.
Exactly. So basically, folks are going to be, over the next couple of years, hopefully you're going to be involving more of the district's members in decision-making processes.
Mm-hmm.
and seeing more of them.
Yes, and that's what we're hoping, is to maybe do more merchant meetings, more business owner meetings, to kind of see where the needs are, what the district can actually do. Now, keep in mind, it's only me and an assistant director, so with only two staff, a lot of events, and not a lot of time in the day, but it will be nice to hear from all these business owners to say, okay, well, where can we, put all of our efforts into, rather than trying to do a million things at once, what should we be focusing on and what can we let go of, essentially.
Exactly. So folks, just keep up with Brianna Rivera with the district, and she'll be letting us know more about stuff here and probably through member contact with emails and things like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time already.
There's so much to talk about.
I know.
What else am I supposed to do?
I know.
That's funny.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you here.
Well,
I'm so glad to get to talk to you about this. And it sounds like a lot more is going to be going on very, very soon.
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Keep up to date.
Very good. Brianna Rivera, head of the district, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
You betcha. 9:28, when we come back, we'll update you on our first look at commodity prices from the Chicago Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. That's on the way on WTAD.